This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Moldova probation centers identify 136 people with opioid disorders through innovative screening program. A modified screening program in Moldovan probation centers successfully identified 136 people with opioid use disorder among 900 participants, demonstrating how community supervision settings can serve as critical intervention points for addiction treatment. The study, published in PLOS Global Public Health, represents the first systematic effort to address opioid addiction within Moldova's probation system. 15.1% of probation center entrants screened positive for opioid use disorder. Opioid disorder screening results across Moldova probation centers, percentage of 900 participants by screening outcome, November 2019, April 2023, no opioid disorder, 84.9%, screened positive for OU 15.1%, enrolled in intervention 13.0%, started treatment 3.7%. Source PLOS Global Public Health 24. Georgian Medical Journal News. Screening reveals hidden addiction crisis in justice system. Researchers from Yale School of Medicine and Moldova's National Center for Health Management conducted the screening across 10 probation centers between November 2019 and April 2023. Dr. Matthew Ponticello, lead author from Yale School of Medicine, and colleagues identified significant gaps in addiction treatment within community supervision settings. Of the 136 participants who screened positive for opioid use disorder, 119, 87.5%, were eligible for and enrolled in brief intervention sessions. The screening process also revealed concerning rates of infectious diseases, with 27 participants, 22.7%, testing positive for HIV, including 7, 25.9%, newly diagnosed cases during the study. Brief interventions increased treatment interest. The study employed a modified screening, brief intervention, and referral to treatment (SBIRT) strategy adapted for probation settings. Interest in medications for opioid use disorder increased significantly, p.01, after participants received brief educational interventions about treatment options. Among the 119 participants who completed the intervention, 33, 27.7% initiated MALT treatment. Remarkably, 32, 97% of those who started treatment remained engaged over the 6-month follow-up period, according to data published in PLOS Global Public Health. The clinical implications extend beyond individual treatment outcomes to broader public health strategies. HIV and hepatitis C drive treatment engagement. Statistical analysis revealed that participants with co-occurring HIV and hepatitis C infections were significantly more likely to initiate MOD. Those who perceived medications as important treatments for opioid use disorder also showed higher engagement rates with treatment programs. The study's infectious disease screening component identified multiple co-infections requiring coordinated care. Beyond HIV diagnoses, researchers documented hepatitis C, hepatitis B, and syphilis cases, highlighting how substance use disorders intersect with broader health challenges in criminal justice populations. Moldova model offers replication potential. The research demonstrates how countries transitioning from incarceration focus to community supervision models can integrate health interventions into probation services. Moldova's decarceration efforts have increased probation caseloads, creating opportunities for systematic health screening and treatment linkage. Unlike prison settings with established medical protocols, probation offices historically lacked mandates for health screening and treatment coordination. This study provides evidence that community supervision settings can effectively identify and address substance use disorders when equipped with appropriate screening tools and referral pathways. Among 900 consecutive probation entrants, 15.1% met criteria for opioid use disorder, with 97% of those starting treatment remaining engaged after 6 months. Dr. Matthew Ponticello, Yale School of Medicine, PLOS Global Public Health, 2024. Key takeaways: probation centers can effectively identify people with opioid disorders through systematic screening programs, Brief educational interventions significantly increase interest in evidence-based addiction treatments. High treatment retention rates, 97% at 6 months, demonstrate the effectiveness of probation-based referral systems. Co-occurring HIV and hepatitis C infections predict higher treatment engagement among people with opioid disorders. Frequently asked questions: how does screening in probation centers compare to prison-based programs? Probation centers historically lack medical mandates, unlike prisons, making this Moldova study novel. The research demonstrates that community supervision settings can achieve comparable identification and treatment linkage rates to institutional programs. What are medications for opioid use disorder, MOUD? MOUD includes methadone and buprenorphine, evidence-based treatments that reduce overdose deaths and improve treatment outcomes. The WHO considers these medications essential for comprehensive addiction treatment programs. Why were HIV and hepatitis C rates so high among participants? People with opioid use disorders face elevated risks for blood-borne infections through injection drug use. The 22.7% HIV prevalence reflects broader epidemiological patterns in Eastern European populations with substance use disorders. The Moldova probation screening model offers a scalable approach for countries seeking to integrate health interventions into criminal justice reform efforts. As nations worldwide reassess incarceration policies, community supervision settings represent untapped opportunities for addressing substance use disorders and co-occurring health conditions through evidence-based screening and treatment protocols. Source: probation as a targeted entry point for scaling up opioid agonist therapies in Moldova using a modified screening, brief intervention, and referral to treatment strategy.